U.S. Army forces pushed northward today, closer to Baghdad. They seized a bridge crossing southeast of Karbala, near the town of Hindiya. U.S. commanders say Iraqi troops suffered heavy losses in the fighting, which included U.S. artillery and air attacks. In addition to the dead, dozens of Iraqis were taken prisoner. NPR's Eric Westervelt is traveling with the Army's 3rd Infantry and has our report.
U.S. forces, including the 315th Mechanized Infantry and 464 Armored Task Force, moved northward quickly this morning and secured an area and bridge crossing the Euphrates at Hindiya, not far from the ruins of the ancient city of Babylon. 3rd Infantry Division forces came up against Republican Guard light infantry, who were dug in with semi-automatic rifles and shoulder-launched rockets. Other soldiers were traveling in mid-sized army trucks. The Iraqis also tried to turn anti-aircraft weapons on rooftops into anti-tank guns in a failing effort to stop the U.S. armored assault. An estimated 200 Iraqi soldiers were killed and several dozen more were taken prisoner. The Army says there were several U.S. soldiers wounded, including a few seriously, but that there were no U.S. forces killed in the Hindiya fighting. The Army attack was aided by persistent howitzer and rocket artillery. More often than not since this war began, when the Iraqis fire mortar and artillery rounds, U.S. radar systems home in on the location and counterfire. The American MLRS, or Multiple Launch Rocket Systems, sound a bit like jet planes taking off as they shoot out into the night sky with a bright flash of light. In addition to the steady artillery fire, American and British fighter jets and bombers continue to hammer Iraqi positions throughout central Iraq. Marine Corps Gunny Sergeant William Dees is one of the close air support specialists assigned to the 3rd Infantry Division. Dees says today coalition aircraft destroyed some 20 unspecified pieces of armor, perhaps Iraqi troop carriers, in and around the Karbala area. Attack planes also hit Iraqi rocket and artillery systems around Karbala and Najaf.
That's one of their priorities, get rid of that stuff that can reach out and touch us. Right now, what they have and the pieces that were taken out, they can be fitted with multiple warheads, projectiles. So that's how on our priority to get those guys before they get us.
The Republican Guard is considered the elite Iraqi military force, but today anyway, the Guard's light infantry forces were hardly a match for American armor. Lieutenant Eric Nye is the executive officer for Charlie Company 315. He says he'd prefer to face the Republican Guard rather than the unpredictable mixture of Iraqi militia, Fedayeen mercenaries, and Ba'ath Party loyalists in civilian clothes that he's been fighting in recent days around Najaf.
The Fedayeen guys that we've run into have been pretty much radicals in terms of that they have everything to lose if we succeed. So although they have limited weaponry and stuff, their persistence is great. They keep coming at you even though they know they're losing. I would rather fight a force where it's a uniform force. Here they are, you know. There's no more dilemmas on whether or not that's a civilian or whether or not I shoot or not. You know, it's clear cut. There's the enemy. He's shooting at me, I'm shooting at him. It's much easier mentally to fight a uniformed enemy that you know, here's a Republican Guard.
Even with today's advance near Hindiya, U.S. forces continue to try to keep what remains of Saddam Hussein's army guessing where they'll cross the Euphrates, when and what size force. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division, 2nd Armored Brigade, Central Iraq.